Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
What is the word that you have for your situation?
Come on.
What word is the cord that is bringing you from the place where you are to the place where you are going, which is your expectation? We must have an unwavering expectation, be able to see it before we see it, and then have a word, a cord that is bringing us, guiding us into that full expectation. I heard somebody was sharing one day about a military experience that they had when they were doing a training, and that there was a cord when they could see nothing else. There was a cord that was guiding them back to the place where they needed to be. So they had to continue to keep their hands on the cord to come to their destination. So we must, the same with the word, keep our hands on the word, continually moving forward in the things of God toward our expectation, and don't let it go. Take another grip. We're here to encourage you to make your day count. Yesterday was yesterday, and the Bible says let tomorrow worry about itself. So all we have is today to make our day count.
Yes. So what word you have on Psalms 19, which is powerful, says the heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows its handiwork, the work of God. That's what David says in Psalms 19. He says, day unto day speak. It says, uttered speech. And night unto night reveal knowledge. And in there it says, their word has gone out throughout the end of the world. So it's like a cord that has gone forth. Let me tell you this here. When the word of God comes into your life and you speak it, it goes forth. Mm-hmm. It's like a cord. Mm-hmm. That is taking you where? To your expectation. Mm-hmm. The word of God will take you where? To what you expect. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting today? Mm-hmm. What are you expecting? And what word do you have that will lead you to your expectation? Mm-hmm. What are you expect? That's the question, the reality of it.
Verse 3 of Psalms 19, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So every word is heard. It's taken as a line. It's taken as a cord to the expectation. So we must watch the things that are coming out of our mouth. The Bible tells us, I believe it's Psalm 140, where it tells us to set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth so that we will not say things that are going to take us to undesirable expectations. We're speaking in alignment with the things of God that we want to see come to pass. It's Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
Yes. So I love that every word build a card that is going to take you to where you want to go, your expectation. Every word of God is acting like a card that is getting you according to your expectation. It's bringing you according to what you expect. So in order, my expectation is backed up or in alignment with the word of God. Mm-hmm. What I'm expecting comes out of the word of God. What I'm expecting does not come out of my emotion. Mm-hmm. I cannot go by my emotion, my feeling, because what I feel today, I might not feel that tomorrow. But the word is true today, and it is true tomorrow, and it is true the next day, and it is true forever. So now I can sink into that. What God says today is true, and it is true tomorrow, and it is true the next day, the next week, the next year, and it is true forever. So let us live our life according to the word of God, what the word says for my situation. And, you know, guys, today as we talk about that, three of us read that scripture, and it speaks differently to all three of us. Why? Because it matches each one of our situation. So it's true to me. That's why I say the word of God is true. Yeah. And that's the general statement. It is true. You find somebody that says, do you believe the word of God is true? They say, yeah. General. Now, here the personal one. It is true unto me. Now it's personal. That same word that you just say is true, I experience it in my life. So now I can say now, it is true unto me. It is true in my situation. It might not be true in your situation, but it is true in my situation. I have proof of it. So the proof and the evidence of a fruitful life. A fruitful life comes out of the word of God. The evidence of a fruitful life comes out of the word of God. It match up. That I have no other way to explain it or to say it on this here way than to tell you that the mark of a fruitful life is backed up by God's word. Comes exactly out of the word. You can see it in that person's life. He says, I bear fruit of the word. Okay?
And the word that we know, we must continue to do.
Yes.
We can't give up too soon. We have to continue to endure through the middle so we could get to the end, to the expected end. There's a story in 1 Kings chapter 13 where a man of God, he's sent to release a prophetic word. He releases a prophetic word and there is a prophetic sign. And the prophet, the man of God, he had explicit directions. He knew exactly what God told him to do. He told him to go to the specific place to prophesy. The Lord backed him up. When he prophesied, there was a prophetic sign. And then the Lord told him, don't eat, don't drink with the people, and don't come back the same way which you came, to take another route home. So this man of God, he knew his direction. He went, he fulfilled that which the Lord said for him to do, to prophesy. It was backed up by the prophetic sign. And now we'll pick it up in verse 6, where it comes now the opportunity for him to be lured away in deception. Verse 6, it says, then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me. So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. But the man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, you shall not eat bread nor drink water nor return by the same way you came. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. So the opportunity proposed itself for the man to deter from what God says. And first time he says no. He says, I'm not going to do it. I know what God told me to do. I'm doing what God told me to do. Verse 11.
Yes.
Now an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king.
Yes.
And their father said to them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went who came from Judah. Then he said to his sons, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I cannot return with you nor go in with you. Neither can I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came. He said to him, so now the old prophet says to this man of God, I too am a prophet, as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. And now the Bible explicitly says he was lying to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. So the man of God, he knew that he was not supposed to go back into this place. He was not supposed to have fellowship there. He was not supposed to eat there. He was not supposed to drink there. He was supposed to continue his route home a different way than he came. He knew it. He said it over and over again. But now here comes this old prophet, and he begins to lie to him, and he says, yo, it's okay. You could come with me. It's all right. And he begins to influence him in a way of deception. And that was the reason why the man of God even came into the region, because there was a lot of deception going on. And he had a strategic word from God to prophesize to the reconstruction coming to that place, a new thing coming to that place in the generations to come. So he is now influenced now under that same spirit of deception that he went there to break. And he goes back with the old prophet, and he goes to his house and he eats with him. So now it happened as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. And he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back, ate bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water. Your corpse shall not come to the tombs of your father. So because of his disobedience, his assignment ended. But the word which he declared that he prophesied at the place continued. So the word of God is going to come to pass. Yes. The word of God is going to continue to advance. If we disqualify ourselves by coming into disobedience, by coming into convenience, by being entrapped by deception, that's on us, because the word of God is going to continue. You know, a pastor teaches, he says, where it says in the scripture that God could do it with many or he could do it with few. So the word of God is going to continually come to pass. We must be holding on to it for our advancement. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.